بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, there are two ways of living life. One is to breathe, and one day you stop breathing, but you would have lived for whatever that duration was. Another is to do something worthwhile in life and leave behind a legacy of honor. There is a man mentioned in the Bible, his name is Methuselah. And they say that Methuselah lived for 950 years. Methuselah lived for 950 years, and all that they could say about him was that he died. Now there are many people who live lives like Methuselah, even though they don't live for 950 years, because all that you can say about them is that they died. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us the other way of living, which is to live a life and leave behind a legacy of honor that continues to be a source of blessing for all those who come after you have gone, generation after generation, and which continues to be a legacy of sadaqatul jariyah for yourself. And that comes from doing only one thing, and that is to do whatever it is that you do with complete and total passion and dedication. Total and complete passion and dedication, which means a commitment to excellence in what you do. Not just do something by the way. Do it to the level of excellence. Do it to the best and highest possible level of excellence that you can do. In this case, we are not comparing with anybody else. We are comparing with yourself and saying, have I really put in my best effort into this thing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran. خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah is not saying that we created life and death to see who will do good deeds. No. Allah is saying who will do the best of the deeds. Not just good deeds, best of the deeds. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Adal, Allah said, Allah has ordered you to be just, do to justice. But justice is the boundary condition. Justice is, if you are not doing justice, then you are in trouble. I mean, you are unjust, you are unfair, and you are somebody who is attracting the anger of Allah. So that is not an option. We don't have to talk about that. The boundary condition is justice. But that is not enough. Allah is saying, wal ihsan, do more than that. Do justice, and this is understood, you have to do justice, but do more than justice. So Islam is focused on ihsan. Now how do you achieve this? What is the meaning? I'm sure many of you have heard this, because this is a standard cliche in all so-called motivational speeches and so on. People say, oh, follow your dream, follow your passion, follow your heart. What does it mean? Because a lot of people think that this means that you just have this intention of following your passion and somehow everything will fall into place. It won't. It will not fall into place. Nothing will happen. Following your passion means, number one, complete and total dedication to that thing which you have chosen as your goal. Nobody can say they are passionate about something that they do on the weekend. Nobody can say they are passionate about something that they do for, you know, 1 hour a day or 2 hours a day. If you are passionate about something, then you are living that. You are living that. You are sleeping that. You are walking that. You are talking that. You are dreaming that. You are implementing that. Your complete and total waking time is gone, is dedicated to that thing. And when you sleep, you only dream about that thing. That's the meaning of passion. You don't do anything else. You do not do anything else. If you are doing anything else, then it's not your passion. Then what you are talking about, your passion, is you like to talk about passion. The example I give is, if I tell you, Tell me, what's your passion? You say, my passion is to fly. Right? So, meaning that you want to fly a plane, obviously, I mean, you said. So, if you say, well, you know, fine, your passion is to fly planes, do you have a pilot's license? He said, no, I don't have a pilot's license. Alright? What's your strategy? What's your plan? When do you intend to get a pilot's license? So, you scratch your head and you say, well, you know, I want to do that, but I am not sure. I don't have a plan. So, what do I say? I say to you that you don't have a passion for flying. You have a passion to see other people flying. Nothing to do with you. I mean, you like to see people flying. So, if you have a passion for flying, then you would be flying. You know, both of us have a friend, Vicky Randhawa, whose passion is for flying. So, this fellow has been flying from the time he was born. I mean, he's a school friend of mine. He has his own airfield. He has hangars. He has his own planes. He doesn't have, you know, 747s, but he has the planes he flies, which is light planes and micro lights and so on. He flies. His job is as a senior instructor pilot in Jet Airways. So his hobby is flying, and his job is also flying. That's the meaning of passion. There's nothing else. If you see him, if his eyes are open, he is connected with a plane somewhere. He's either building a model, or he's actually flying a plane, or he's, you know, big plane, small plane, whatever. This is the meaning of passion, right? Now, if you take the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from the moment that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam discovered his passion, I'm using this term, discovered his passion, which means that he got wahi from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, he did nothing else. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a businessman. He used to do... He had a successful business. He used to trade. He used to lead caravans. He used to be a buying agent for other people, buying and selling agent for other people. So that was his business. That was his earning. That was business. But when he got wahi, when he started, when Islam, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala ordered him and to convey Islam, and when he, as I said, discovered his passion, he did not do any business anymore. He did only this. And he did not convert Islam into a business either. And that's the other, sickness today, where people make money out of Islam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not do that. He did not convert Islam into a business. He did it for free. And to me, this is the second criterion to see whether something is your passion or not, which is to say that do you spend money in that, or do you get money out of that? Now, except for Islam, there is nothing wrong if you are also making money out of your passion. It is good, alhamdulillah. But if that is becoming a block, meaning that there is an opportunity for you to do something which you are passionate about and you are not doing it because it is not paying you, then this is not your passion. I've got many professional photographers as friends. I also love wildlife photography. And I've seen the videos of some wildlife photographers, bird photographers in the world. And the thing that comes across is this complete and total dedication and passion towards photography. It's nothing to do with obviously good equipment makes a difference. So, they have nice cameras and so on. But it's not to do with that. You can go and buy. Buying equipment is a matter of money. If you have the money, you can go and buy lenses of, which cost anything, cameras which cost anything. But wildlife photography, or any photography for that matter, is about the effort you put into that. It's nothing to do with the lenses and so on and so forth. So these are people who will, to get that one perfect shot, there are people who will sit in a cramped blind for weeks together. I'm not talking about hours, for weeks together. Every morning before it gets light, in darkness, the fellow will crawl into that. Half his body is in water. He's wearing, raincoats or whatever. And he stays there for hours. In some cases, he may even wear a nappy or something because he won't get out because it will disturb the birds. Just to get that one perfect photograph with the perfect light and so on and so forth. That is the meaning of passion, complete and total dedication to that. Many people come to me, they want to you know, they say, we want to be like you. So I say, I tell them, grow a beard. They say, no, I don't. He says, I don't mean that. I say, what is the meaning of like you? We say, you know, be like you means, I want to be an international leadership consultant. I said, fantastic, very good. That was also my dream. So what do you want to do? No, I want to spend time with you. I want you to teach me how. Right? So I tell them, now dedicate the next 25 years of your life to me, then it can be done. No, I can't do that. Can I come to you on Sunday? It doesn't work like that. When I wrote this down, I wrote this on a piece of paper in 1985 that I want to be a leadership consultant who is recognized globally. This is my life goal, which I wrote down. And from 1983. And from 1983 to 1994, I did not take one single day's vacation. I used to get 35 days of annual leave. I negotiated with the company for another 15 days of leave without pay. And that 50 days I spent only in learning how to train, how to teach, how to train, number one. Number two, simultaneously I was doing a full-time job, so all that life experience also was being collected. I was negotiating with unions, I was facing, in some cases, life-threatening situations. I was facing day-to-day, you know, running tea and coffee and cardamom and rubber plantations. Factories, you know, buying, selling stuff and all of the day-to-day life experience, which I used to document. I didn't just live it, right? I used to do that. So, I did all of that. Then, that time of vacation time, I would travel to places where friends of mine who were leadership trainers, who were training, and I would request their permission to go and sit in their class. And they were kind enough to allow me. So I would go and sit there. Now, the man is allowing me or the woman is allowing me into his or her class. That's it. That's their favor. They are not going to pay for my fare. They are not going to give me a fees. They will not pay for my accommodation. And I had no money. My salary during that entire period went from 850 rupees a month to final salary of 5,000 rupees a month, which is 50% of the salary my driver gets. That was my salary. In that whole period, my salary went from this. Now, with that salary, I was married. 85, I got married. Which means that I did not have one single rupee to spend other than this. So, I used to travel in third-class train, wooden plank. I would stay in hotel rooms where you would not kennel your dog. I've stayed in Calcutta in a hotel room which cost me 75 rupees for the night. What do you think you get? Only because I wanted to learn. So I tell my friend, you want to learn? Come. I'll teach you. But if you think there is some secret formula that I can take of these, this effort, and then, you know, put it into a capsule and you swallow the capsule. Sorry, there's no such thing. In the course of all this 12-year period, I also realized that I needed to get a formal business degree, which frankly is, if you ask me, it's really not, I mean, as far as the degree is concerned, it is worthless, but the name and the fame of it is useful. So I applied for admission to the Indian Institute of Management, Ahmedabad. I am Ahmedabad. Now, the two-year course was too long for me. I couldn't afford 2 years. So I took the executive MBA course. The fees for that, I did not have the money. So, I sold my car and for the balance of the money, I took a loan from my company, which I paid back in 3 years. So, it's not easy. But am I happy about this? Absolutely. I'm absolutely thrilled. Alhamdulillah. Did I know that this was going to take me 12 years? No, I didn't know. When I was working, I did not know. finally, when I launched my company in 1994 in Bangalore, that 1 year, there were times, not once, multiple times, when we lived in an apartment, the rent was 7,000 rupees. 2 days before, 3 days before the rent was due, I did not have 7,000 rupees in the bank. I used to make dua, Ya Allah, do not make me zaleel before anybody. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always gave me that 7,000 rupees the day I had to pay the rent. So I did not, nobody knew that was what we were going through. History is all very nice to talk about afterwards. But when you are living through that, so Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So the point I am making is that as far as passion is concerned, we will talk more about this in the coming days inshallah. The first requirement of passion is that you dedicate your complete time and your complete energy and your complete resources to achieving that particular life goal. If you are not doing that, then it's not a life goal. Don't fool yourself. You will not achieve it. You will not make a difference. You will not make an impact. That's what you want. That's how you want to live. Well, Methuselah also lived like that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our lives in a way which are beneficial for everyone while we live, and then after while we are gone, and that becomes the source of sadaqah for us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.